Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you seek a more complete connection to yourself in every aspect of your life. If you have questions, thoughts, and ideas, click on the link down here in the show notes. Go to the community page at the website. Scroll down a little bit. There's a form there where you can send in your questions. If you want to stay anonymous, I'll be happy to make sure that you do. Today we're going to be talking about how hate spotlights your true beliefs. At this time in our world, more than ever, I think this is very relevant, although I'm absolutely going to get in massive trouble for it. Let the hate mail begin. But the cool thing about it, every little bit of hate mail is going to show me the real truth. So this is going to be fun. Before we get started, I want to give a big shout out to our listeners in Manila in the Philippines. Thank you for this connection. I'm so glad that you can join us. So let's talk about what I mean here by how hate spotlights your true beliefs. So hate is a funny thing. It's contradictory to itself, and it simultaneously reveals a person's truth in the most amazing way. So follow me here. From what I've observed, people lash out against the people they secretly want to be. And at the same time, they will shout messages of affirmation because they secretly believe the opposite is true. So there's two pieces to this. So take somebody, anybody, doesn't matter, who's lashing out at somebody else, right? Who's lashing out at an individual or a whole category of people. What I'm saying is, number one, they secretly want to be them. And number two, listen to the words they're saying. They will shout angrily, shout affirmations, because they secretly believe the opposite to be true. That's why they have to keep affirming to themselves. So consider any hate group or an individually hateful person. From the worst all the way down to just someone who kind of seems to put others down a lot. Who are they lashing out at? You know, take a look at that first. Who are they lashing out at? That's who they're jealous of. That's who they wish they were. And what is their message? In their hearts, they believe the opposite. So let's take some examples. The KKK, Ku Klux Klan. Who are they lashing out at? They're lashing out at African Americans and certain other minorities and certain religious groups. But mostly African Americans. They secretly want to be them. They are secretly jealous, hate them because they ain't them, right? Wish they were African American. And what do they shout? What is their message? What's the message of the KKK is that whites are superior. That's their message. Well, why do they keep shouting that? Because they secretly fear the opposite. They secretly fear that whites are inferior. They fear their own inferiority. So they lash out at those they feel secretly, subconsciously, are superior. Let's take another example. Black Lives Matter. Depending on who you are, you may see them as hateful or not. There are certain subgroups within that organization, certainly, that lash out at white people in general. They hate white people, and they shout a message that black lives are more important. Why? Because they secretly fear that they are inferior, and they secretly believe that black lives are not important. See how this works? Let's take a radical turn and talk about ISIS. ISIS hates everyone who's not them, with particular emphasis on Western cultures. But there's a lot of hate there. And they shout a message that the caliphate and its strict Sharia law is the only way. Join or die. Why? Because they secretly feel inferior to more westernized religions that allow more freedom. So they lash out at it. Why? Because they feel inferior to it. Whatever a hateful person is lashing out at is revealing their fear. Fear is the root of all anger. So when you see somebody being angry, you really just have to ask, what are you afraid of? You're afraid of something about the thing you're lashing out at. You're afraid of your inferiority and sometimes your powerlessness to the thing that you're lashing out at. Let's take North Korea. Has issues with the U.S. It's on again, off again. They got a real issue with Japan. They've got a real issue with various other world powers, except for China, because they need them on their side. They're often shouting a message that North Korea is a mighty power to be reckoned with. Why would they shout that? If they really were, they wouldn't have to say it. But they secretly fear that they're a tiny and irrelevant nation and inferior to those countries that actually do have power on the world stage. Let me take another example. Certain subgroups of feminists, which you might describe as radical feminists, and by that I mean those who would wish harm on men. They hate men and they shout a message that men are irrelevant and inferior. Well, why would they do that? Because they secretly know that their lives are incomplete without some component of masculine properties. And they feel inferior without those properties. And that's why they rage against it. So it would seem that all the violent or non-violent, hateful people, they are hateful because they feel inferior to someone. And therefore they lash out against them, shouting affirmations of their own superiority. And I'm guilty of the same thing. Back when I removed myself from an unhealthy relationship, my parents shunned me in favor of my ex. I felt unloved and I felt inferior to him. I lashed out at my parents for making me feel that way. And I lashed out at my ex, all the while shouting affirmations that I was worthy. I was worthy. Why? Because I secretly, deep down, subconsciously believed I was not. But once I accepted my own humanity, and I accepted the humanity of my parents and of my ex, I no longer felt unworthy or inferior. Once I addressed my feelings of unworthiness, my feelings of inferiority, then even in the face of my parents' continued preference for my ex, I no longer lashed out at any of them. And I didn't feel the need to shout affirmations either. So in theory, one could avoid the hate of others by never making them feel inferior and by affirming their worthiness and their humanity. That's a lovely thought, but it's really naive. You see, you cannot make another person feel something. If they feel inferior, it's because they chose to feel it. You can't make them not feel inferior. You can't make someone happy if they don't want to be happy. And you cannot make someone feel inferior if they don't want to. There will always be those who make themselves feel inferior to you by no action of your own. It can have nothing to do with you. You can certainly lessen the hate coming your way by not suggesting that anyone is inferior to you. But you can't eliminate the fact that some people will hate you because they ain't you. On a different spoke of the wheel, we can see that people who do not feel inferior to anyone, they don't act in hateful ways. They're not jealous of anyone. They don't put others down. And also, importantly, they don't feel superior to anyone either. In fact, they don't compare themselves to others at all. They can celebrate their successes, the successes of others, and they can empathize with losses without judgment. This is an ideal state of mind that brings contentment, and it brings a lens of honesty by which we can see our own strengths and our own weaknesses and our own mistakes and triumphs and those of others without judging us or them. To do this is to see our full humanity and that of others, and that is an ideal worth chasing. So, what's the point? The point is, if someone's acting hateful, and I've used sort of major known groups here, but it could be just an individual, it could be a coworker of yours or a family member of yours, or it might be you. It's worth looking in the mirror on this one. If someone is acting angry or hateful, it's because they feel inferior or unworthy. And you only need to look at what they're shouting to understand that subconsciously they believe the opposite. It's important that you, if you encounter someone who's acting this way, who's acting hateful, who's saying hateful things, or acting in a hateful way, you're going to have a very hard time changing that. You can't make them not feel inferior. You can't make someone else feel a certain way or not feel a certain way. But at least you can see their truth and maybe shock them into doing a little thinking, I don't know, by pointing out what's going on subconsciously. Then again, you don't want to be too nosy. So instead of getting caught up in someone else's anger, the next time you encounter an angry person, just ask yourself, what are they afraid of? Listen to what they're shouting. And you'll see what they're afraid of. You'll see that they feel inferior to something or unworthy of something. They fear their own inferiority or unworthiness. See their truth. And that's a much better way to go than to get caught up in their anger or to throw more anger or offense right back at them. Right? Don't play their game. See their truth and understand their reality. And that's how hate spotlights your true beliefs. That's how hate and anger show your truth more clearly than almost anything else. So who do you know that is always angry at somebody, right? Who's against a certain person or a certain group? Play with this, try it, and let me know how it goes. Remember to send in your questions, thoughts, and ideas using the link in the show notes below. That'll take you to the community page at the website. There's a little form there if you scroll down. As always, let me know how I can help. And thanks for joining us. I'll see you next time. And I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.